many people have fasted all through the ages. We all know about Moses, a great man, a great leader, a great lawgiver. But Moses also was a man who fasted often. More than one time he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. God used Moses in some unusual ways. But then one day in Exodus 25, verse 2, he says, "Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering." The emphasis here is on my offering. This was God's offering. And why did God want an offering? He wanted Moses to accept this offering so that they could build God a tabernacle, a sanctuary, a place for God to dwell among them. And did the people give? Oh, they gave. When Moses came down from the mountain, he had spent 40 days with God. God had laid out the plans for the new sanctuary. God didn't say, "Moses, call those 70 elders that you have picked out and all the priests together. We're going to have a planning session for the new sanctuary." He called Moses up into the mountain and he told him, said, "I'll meet you up there, Moses. I'll meet you up there." And my friend, when God calls you off to a time of communication, for a time of communion with him, he will indeed meet you there. And it was there on that mountain that God gave him not only the Ten Commandments, but he gave him the pattern to build the new sanctuary. Moses didn't have to call the architects from the congregation of Israel. They were men in that congregation that were great builders. God didn't say, "Moses, get all the architects together and somehow figure out how we're going to do it." No, God gave it to him word for word. And apparently, somehow, Moses remembered it, or maybe the Holy Spirit brought it to his remembrance when he got down to the camp. But nonetheless, the people gave. And when Moses got back down to the camp, his face shone, the Bible says, so bright that the people could not even look upon him. They had to put a veil on his face. Now that's what can happen when you spend 40 days and nights alone with God. When God speaks to you face to face, that's what can happen when you leave the table. You push back the old plate and you take some time to be with him. And when Moses got through preaching, you know, usually Aaron did the preaching. Moses just told him what to say. Aaron had done the speaking because Moses had a case of timidity. But after spending 40 days with God on that mountain, all timidity had melted away. He didn't need to call on Brother Aaron to head up the service that day. He just stood up before the people, reared back, and told them what God had told him. And when he took up the offering, the Bible says, "And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewelry of gold to the Lord." Listen to what the people said when they discovered the offering and the amount of the offering. "The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord hath commanded to make." And listen to what Moses said in reply to this. "Let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offerings of the sanctuary. The people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff that they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much."
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.